This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today we are talking about more so getting to the cause. Now, this is one I'm excited to talk about today because I'm very passionate about it. So extremities, shoulders, wrist, hips, knees, pain, right? Numbness and tingling. Shoulder pain, elbow pain, numbness and tingling in the hands, hip pain, knee pain, right? People come to see us a lot with these ailments. And I always think it's so interesting because everyone has an idea of what I should do as a doctor in the office or what we should do as a doctor in the office. And they want that standard of care, right? My shoulder hurts. My hands are numb. Look at my hands. Look at my shoulders. Look at my knees, right? But I'm going to talk to you more about how that's the symptom. It's not the root cause of the problem, right? Because we've had a lot of people who have come into the office and they're a little bit confused about what we do and they want to dictate how I care for my patients. And it just doesn't happen like that. So I'm going to explain a little bit more about how we help, how we are highly successful with people with shoulder pain, with numbness and tingling in the hands, with knee pain, and how we get down to the cause of that problem, right? There's a reason why people often see us and they've had all of these problems and they've gone to other providers and they haven't seen the relief. So we're going to walk through if you're one of those people who experience shoulder pain, numbness and tingling in the hands, right? The carpal tunnel syndrome. I was doing research for this and how it talks about carpal tunnel surgery and the failure rate of that. So we'll go through how carpal tunnel surgery has only about a 50% success rate, which means that's a 50% failure rate because there's a reason why. And so we're going to get down to explaining what we do in the office and how we specifically help with that. Before we get into that, though, we're going to get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Article today from CNN News talks about U.S. life expectancy drops for second year in a row. U.S. life expectancy drops for second year in a row. So they talked about, yet again, life expectancy in the United States has dropped following last year's decline, which marked the first downturn in more than two decades. On average, Americans can now expect to live 78.6 years, a statistically significant drop of 0.1 year. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. According to a report of the 2016 data published this past week from the National Center of Health Statistics, women can now expect to live full 5 years longer than men, 81.1 years versus 76.1. Last time it's dropped multiple years was in the early 1960s, 1962 and 1963. And so, of course, they say, you know, National Center for Health Statistics, they say, I don't really think we can call it a trend yet, because you really need more than two data points to call something a trend. But I wouldn't call it a trend. I would agree with that when you're looking at statistical significance. What I would look at is that's concerning. Our country, on average, we are living less years. So they talk about if we're not careful, we could end up with declining life expectancy for 3 years in a row, which we haven't seen since the Spanish flu 100 years ago. They talk about how 100 leading causes of death remain unchanged and now account for 74.1% of all deaths in the United States. Age-related death decreased for 7 of the top 10 causes include heart disease, cancer, chronic lower respiratory disease, stroke, diabetes, influenza and pneumonia, kidney disease, all unintentional injuries, Alzheimer's, and suicide. So they kind of go through that. But it just keeps going up and appears to be accelerating when they're looking at the official deaths from last year, including that of accidental drug overdose. In the past, those increases have been more than completely offset by declines in cardiovascular mortality, such as heart disease and stroke. The one thing that I do think was somewhat interesting, what they didn't reference, is even Johns Hopkins did a study that talked about medical errors are the third leading cause of death in the United States. So when I looked at this article, I said, oh, well, clearly that'll be on there. And it wasn't mentioned at all. So Johns Hopkins analyzed death rate data over an 8-year period for patient safety experts, and they've calculated that more than 250,000 deaths per year are due to medical error in the United States. So I thought that was kind of interesting. According to the U.S. CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, it's the third leading cause of death. Respiratory disease, which kills 150,000, was close. So 150,000 from respiratory disease, which they talked about in that article. But they failed to talk about 250,000 deaths per year due to medical error. So life expectancy, the United States, just statistically when you look, the World Health Organization did a research study several years back, and they looked at multiple categories of health, years of potential life lost, healthy longevity, infant mortality. We fell last or second to last in almost every single category. Out of the 37 different industrialized nations, we fell last or second to last. I mean, and it's under countries like Morocco, and you know, it's just really interesting to see that we spend the most in healthcare, yet we have the poorest outcomes. And so that's, you know, you always look at what the definition of insanity is, right? And it's doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, which is why it's always so interesting if someone comes into our office and they have this idea of the standard of care. This is what is wrong with me, this is what you as a doctor should do. And so when we don't follow that, right, the proper procedures and protocols that we have in the office are designed for people to be successful. We don't randomly look at things we don't need to, but we've got to get down to the root cause. And that's oftentimes so common for people, is that they want to address the symptom, right? So they say, what can you do to increase your life expectancy? And they say, all right, here are the really easy things. If you want to drastically reduce your risk of developing heart disease and cancer, eat right, exercise, don't smoke. Awesome. Cool. Yep, you're right. How do you do it? Because I can tell you that more often than not, your medical doctor will not sit down with you and have an in-depth, in-detail review of your nutrition and guide you on protocols. Right? But that's something that we look at in the office. There are doctors specifically for organs, right? We have doctors of organs. We have doctors for the heart. We have, they're called cardiologists. We have doctors of the lungs, right? They're called pulmonologists, right? See, we literally have specific doctors, but it's unfortunate because when you're looking at the body as a whole, that's one of the reasons why we're so successful at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We want to look at you as a whole, not as individual pieces. And this is one of the reasons why we're so successful, because we can get down to the root cause of the problem. So when you have these symptoms, and your goal is to get rid of them, it isn't something then you have to continue to keep worrying about for the rest of your life, right? That's what we do, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultation is $25. Now, when we come back, say your shoulder hurts and you want some help. Do your hands go numb? How do we look at helping? I'll tell you next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Get into the root cause. It's what we do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or come and visit us. We have tons of events in the office. We just had a great one last week where we had, we had a waiting list. We had 75 patients in the office that came to one of our advanced talks. So if you ever want to know more about how to get engaged and really plug into our events, if you go to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, go to the events tab. Now, today we're talking about getting down to the root cause. And that's really what, as a doctor, I am. I'm a doctor of cause. I am not a doctor of symptom. But you think when people come into the office as patients, that's what they come in with, is symptoms. And so it's my job as a doctor of cause. It's great to be able to help people get down to the root cause of their problems. And Greg is one of those people. So we're going to welcome Greg to the line. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Dr. Leanne.
How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, so thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate your time.
You got it.
So why don't you let everyone know what were some of the things you were experiencing before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
So yeah, it was weird for me. I had lived a relatively pain-free life until I was into my early 30s. And then out of nowhere, we had a sports day out of my parents' house, and about a week later, I woke up in the middle of the night with what I thought was a pinched nerve, and for the next month, I couldn't sleep through the night. It got worse, sharp pain in my shoulder area, and then eventually kind of translating into some numbness in my fingers and hands, and it was a scary time because that was a first for me.
Right, especially if you've never experienced anything like that. What made you, ask you this question, because I know you talked about like shoulder pain and hand numbness and tingling. What made you think it was a pinched nerve?
Because I am a sports fan and I've heard about pinched nerves in athletes before, and so that's about the extent of my medical knowledge. I'd heard the terminology before, so I assumed it was that.
Yeah, it was just a question because most people are like, yeah. I don't know, it's the shoulder and the hand. Most people wouldn't connect the pinched nerve to shoulder pain.
There was a sharpness to it, and it would get worse with certain movements, I guess. So I just assumed it was that.
So how did you hear about the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
I heard about you on the radio, believe it or not. And at the time, I didn't realize there was some differentiation between you and other chiropractic offices. At the time, I was just looking for a chiropractor. I later found out the benefits of being actually in your office.
Very good. Yes, we are. What we do is very different. And so I think people are excited for that sometimes, or people get a little bit nervous because they don't really know what to expect, but we walk you through everything. So now that you've been under care in the office, what are some of the changes that you've seen?
Well, it's funny because I don't remember how many days it was. It was at least a month at that time since I had slept through the night. And I remember I came in for my first adjustment, and I did not necessarily feel better. But for some reason that night, I slept through the night.
Mm-hmm.
That blew my mind because I didn't know how quickly tangible results would come. I know it's different for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's good for us, I think, because some times people want to think like this is going to be one adjustment. And then other times people have more realistic expectations, like this might take some time. So I think that's fair to say, you know, like I didn't really expect much out of the first adjustment.
Yeah, right. Good. And because I didn't necessarily feel better, but yet the good night of sleep came, and then the pain went away pretty quickly. And it was, I was living with it. It was there. It was constant. And it wasn't that long until the pain went away. But over time, I've been in the office for a while now, over time, some solid long-term changes have been made, and more than just becoming pain-free, I've seen some life changes as well.
Like?
Well, one thing I noticed also probably in the first year was how quickly I rebounded from something as simple as the sniffles or something like that. I usually get a cold or something a couple times a year, and I noticed quicker bounce back from that. I know you talk about the immune system being connected to what you do in the office as well.
Absolutely. And I know you've made a bunch of lifestyle changes too, right?
I've done some good, better, best. I've done some baby stuff, something as simple as not sitting on my wallet anymore, or keeping my water with me at all times, or raising my computer in my office. Vitamin D every day, a multivitamin. These are simple things that, you know, I know I need to continue to add to these, do more. But if I hadn't found Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I would not have made these changes in my 30s. And now that I'm headed to my 40s, you know, pretty soon here, I'm glad to have this foundation to build upon.
And to wrap up, how is your pinched nerve? How's your shoulder pain?
It's ancient history. You know, there are times where, like, if I'm in the car for a long time or whatever, I kind of feel like, hey, I need an adjustment. But the actual pain part, that's really a distant memory.
So nerve pain gone, shoulder pain?
No shoulder pain.
Numbness and tingling in your hands.
No tingling.
Beautiful. Yep. And I think it's just one that we get down to the root cause. So awesome. Thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it.
Yes. And thank you for the education that comes along with these changes as well. Good to know why things are getting better, why there are improvements, why one should make these changes.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being in the office.
You got it.
Have a great one. Now, if you want to know more about how to get involved in the office, you can give us a call. 893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment on our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, $25. If you let us know, you are a Freedom 95 Maximize Your Life listener. Now let's explain a little bit more why. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. So one of the things that we look at, especially when it comes to things like shoulder pain, there's something called cervicobrachial syndrome. Cervicobrachial syndrome. So cervical, right? That's your neck. Your cervical spine is your neck. Brachial is you have a brachial plexus. It's all the nerves that come out. They branch out of your neck through your shoulders and run down to their tips of your fingers. It's kind of, if you've ever heard of sciatic pain, right? Oftentimes people know what sciatic pain is. So it's the nerves in your lower back that when they're compressed, it causes radiating pain into the hips, down the thighs, all the way down to the legs and the toes. So it's not a leg problem, right? When people come in and they say, oh, I've got this sciatic pain. And I'm not like, let's evaluate your leg, right? Your thigh hurts. Okay, let's look at hip range of motion. We say, yeah, this is probably coming from your lower back because that's the sciatic nerve. It's your brachial plexus. It's the same thing, but it's in your neck. So the nerves in the neck run down to the shoulders, elbows, all the way down to the tips of the fingers. So it's typically described as pain and stiffness of the cervical spine, and it can have symptoms in the shoulder, girdle, and upper extremity. It can be associated with tingling, numbness, discomfort in the arm, upper back, upper chest, and it can often, not always, it can have headaches too. So many times people will say, hey, I have shoulder pain. And I say, okay, you know, were you a pitcher? for baseball? No, it's okay. Let's rule out, is there any repetitive micro trauma? No. Have you had an injury recently? Did you fall? Were you in a car accident? No. Okay, so even if you don't have pain in your neck, right? Because people think, well, my neck should be painful if my shoulder is coming from my neck. The answer is no, it does not have to. Because in a nerve root fiber, only 7% of that percentage of fiber are pain-based. 93 are function. So oftentimes, even though you can have a compressed nerve in your back, that doesn't mean you have to have pain. Blows people's mind. The average person, if they're not educated about the nervous system, will have no idea, right? So when people come in and they say, man, my shoulder really hurts. The shoulder girdle, every time I move it, it's really painful. So we think then, if you're in the typical model, the medical model of we treat the symptom, then you would say, look at my shoulder. My shoulder, my arm, this is what hurts. Look here. But this is the symptom, right? That pain is the symptom. Same thing, numbness and tingling in the hands. So often we say, look at my hands. My hands go numb. The hands are the symptom, right? Not always, but this is what we have to look at so many times. And we'll go through with carpal tunnel and the problem. I should say carpal tunnel syndrome. Everyone has carpal tunnel. Carpal tunnel is the tunnel in which your carpal bones lie. But carpal tunnel syndrome is the pain. Often you'll see carpal tunnel syndrome surgery, right? Syndrome surgery doesn't have that high of a success rate because this is not the cause, it's the symptom. I hope that makes sense to people because when they say, well, I don't know why you're going to look at my neck. Well, because if you have degeneration in your neck, that's likely what's causing your shoulder pain. So we can try to adjust your shoulder, right? People say, well, look at my shoulder. But unless it's literally hanging out of the socket, or you can see a clavicle poking up through your shirt, right? What are we going to look at, right? It's not a physical trauma. I don't want to mask your symptoms. I don't want to address your symptoms. I want to get down to the root cause of your problem, which is why we have such a high success rate of people in the office. So they actually looked at a research study. It's done in 2012. And this is in the U.S. National Library of Medicine, the NIH, National Institute for Health. So it was a study that was done, and it was about chiropractic management of frozen shoulder syndrome using a technique. So the technique is OTZ, tension adjustment. So basically, it's just an adjustment to the base of your skull and C1, so the very, very top bone. So again, occiput, base of the skull, and C1, the very, very top bone. So that bone literally falls kind of underneath your earlobe, all the way up through there. So this is not chiropractic management of shoulder and frozen shoulder by adjusting the shoulder. It is management of frozen shoulder by adjusting occiput and C1, right? Oh my goodness, but the shoulder is the problem, right? Frozen shoulder. Why are you not addressing the shoulder? Because the shoulder is not the cause. So they looked at, the study included 50 patients with frozen shoulder syndrome between the ages of 40 and 70. Patients were treated with a high velocity, low amplitude thrust that seek to correct dysfunction of the occipito-atlantal articulation, occiput atlas, occipital, so C1 and above. At an average treatment time of 28 days, so about a month, the majority of patients had substantial improvement in shoulder adduction and pain. Shoulder pain. They never adjusted the shoulder. They adjusted the spine. Improvement in shoulder pain. The median average patient had their pain score drop from a 9 out of 10 to a 2 out of 10. Woo! Resulting in a median 78% improvement in pain. Additionally, researchers evaluated the patient's shoulder function by measuring their degree of shoulder adduction. 16 patients had regained complete shoulder adduction. 25% of patients had a 75 to 90% improvement, and 8 showed a 50 to 75% improvement. They actually looked too at the conclusion of this study. Most patients with frozen shoulder syndrome in this case series appeared to improve with chiropractic treatment. Chiropractic treatment, not of the shoulder, of the spine, right? So if people are not educated about the body as a whole, they might think, what a fraud, right? She keeps trying to adjust my spine for my shoulder. Why aren't you adjusting my shoulder? Because the shoulder's not the cause. I am a doctor of cause. That is what we do in the office. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We get to the cause. What about that numbness and tingling in your hands? Does that come from your spine? We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Today we're talking about cause, especially when it comes to extremities, right? So we talked about shoulder pain and how oftentimes shoulder pain, and not every time, right? Not every time. I'm not saying if you have shoulder pain, it will 100% of the time be your spine. But this is oftentimes why people go through x-rays, MRIs, physical therapy, and nothing changes, because they're addressing the shoulder. Same thing with the hands. So many times people come in and they say, I have numbness and tingling in my hands. Now, anytime you have numbness and tingling, it is nerve related. So it's not vascular, it is nerve. Now, what most people don't realize is that the nerves in the hands, so for you to wiggle your fingers, or if you touch the tip of each finger, that's different nerve root dermatomes. So let me give you an example. So if you feel on the back of your neck, at the very base, you're going to feel a big bump. Now, if you move your fingers above that big bump just a smidge, that is likely, on average, depends on the person, but that's likely C6, that bump. Now, if on your hands, if you look at your hands and you look at your thumb and your pointer finger, your index finger, those two fingers are innervated by C6. So that nerve root that comes out at the base of your neck right above that big bump is when you touch these fingers, or if you have numbness and tingling, that's the nerve that it comes from. That big bump, when you feel that big bump, the nerves that come out inside of those bones, you can't feel the nerves because they're deep down inside of there. That's kind of the other fingers, the remaining three fingers, C7, C8, but not here or there. So, right, so that's the outer side is a different nerve root, which is why sometimes you feel numbness and tingling in just a couple fingers, but not all of them. So when you're like, I don't have the numbness and tingling in all of them, it's just kind of my thumb and my forefinger. That's C6. If it's on the other side, that's C7 and C8. Those come from your neck. And so this is oftentimes where I see that someone says, you know, yep, I have a desk job and I have this numbness and tingling in my hands. So the first thing that they do is they look at the hands. But the nerves start in the neck. Which is why oftentimes there's not as high of a success rate for carpal tunnel surgery as you would really want to see. Carpal tunnel surgery fails based on patient surveys about 40% of the first time and about 60% of the second time. They also say that carpal tunnel syndrome symptoms return for most patients even after a successful surgery, within a time frame of 6 months to 8 years. I actually had a patient who came in. Oh my gosh, I had a patient who came in who had this surgery and they saw numbness and tingling. And she said, when do you think? And they said, well, it could take up to 7 to 8 years. I'm like, what? Imagine you had a surgery and they're like, oh yeah, success of this surgery could take 7 to 8 years. Hey, you came into my office for X, Y, and Z problems. Yeah, no, it's good, but it might take 7 to 8 years. You'd be like, what a fraud. If you came into my office and you're like, hey, I have headaches. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. So it should take about 7 to 8 years for you to start seeing a reduction. You'd be like, this is absurd, right? So they actually look at the symptoms come back even after a successful surgery for over 85% of the people. So for me, that's not a success. But then you look, can there be entrapment? So in your wrist, you have fascia. It's intriguing. This is gross. You probably don't want to know about it. But through being a doctor, we do cadaver labs. It's super intriguing to look at that fascia. It is incredibly thick. Anyways, not here nor there. But its design is to surround and encase the bones, the tendons, and the ligaments. Is there a possibility that you can have damage to the wrist that causes carpal tunnel? Yeah, absolutely. Here's the problem, though. If we're just looking at the wrist and we're not addressing the neck, if there is any loss of curvature, degeneration, bone spurring, right, which we know as osteoarthritis, disc degeneration, joint degeneration, and we're addressing the wrist, this is why first time it's a 40% failure and second time it's a 60% failure, because that's not what's causing it. We're a doctor of cause. They actually looked at 5 to 10% of people report that their carpal tunnel syndrome gets worse after surgery than before they went into surgery, right? So again, if you're looking at what does the spine look like? So people think it's crazy, right? Why would you look at my hands when my problem is my spine? Or why would you look at my spine, right? People just, it's hard to comprehend. Why do you look at my spine? But here's what you have to expect in the office. When we look at you as a whole. I don't want to treat your symptom. I am a doctor of cause. We are holistic doctors. We look at you as a whole. So when you come in, we just don't focus on one area. We have to look at what is the body like as a whole. Kinetically, you are a closed chain system. So you cannot think that you can move one bone or one area and that it's not going to affect everything else above and below it, right? So when we're looking this, but again, you know, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but we have a really high success rate with this. I remember we had a personal trainer who came into the office. He was in his late 50s, early 60s, had zero mobility of his shoulder, right? And it was just what his wife made him come in. He was like, I don't even know why I'm here. And after his first adjustment, he struggled to put on deodorant because he couldn't lift his arm up enough. And after his first one, he looked at his wife and he was like, and he reaches his arms above his head. He's like, it has been years since I can do that. I can tell you, I'd never adjusted the shoulder. People are like, adjust my shoulder, adjust my wrist. If that's the cause, then absolutely. But oftentimes you have to look above and beyond what you think and know and let us as doctors do exactly what we know to do to help you be successful, right? That's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So if you want to know more about what we do or if we can help you even, come into the office, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can schedule your appointment online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Let us know you came from Freedom 95. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Now, when we come back, more extremities, but we're moving down a little bit. Hip pain and knee pain. Is that related to the spine?
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Yeah.
Are you ready to actually get down to the root cause of your problem? That's what we do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or come check us out. We are on the north side of Greenwood. 135, State Road 135 in Fairview. Now, today we are talking about cause. I cannot tell you how often people come in with pain or problems in their extremities. And so often people will say, my shoulder hurts, my elbow hurts, my wrist hurts, my hips hurts, my knee hurts. Well, adjust my hip, adjust my knees. And I can honestly tell you, and this frustrates people, I can honestly tell you, I don't do a whole lot of extremity adjustments. If we find that it's an extremity that needs to be adjusted, then we adjust it. But if that extremity is just experiencing the symptom, then I'm not going to adjust it. I'm not going to address the symptom. I'm going to address the cause. And it's so great. It's so great to have patients in the office who really trust my knowledge. You know, it's refreshing. I appreciate people because there's so many times we've kind of been sucked into that medical model that they say, hey, you've got a problem here, so we're going to look here. We just did an advanced talk recently about the gut and how serotonin and melatonin are created in the intestines, but how it actually has to travel through the vagus nerve to get back to the brain. And so you think about the vagus nerve and the brain. So when we hear all these things, you know, we've got a serotonin problem. That's your healthy, happy mood regulator. But how many, if you're not having digestion issues, why would you look at the gut? And it's just, to me, I get excited because of the results that we see when we address someone as a whole system, as opposed to multiple working parts and organ systems, right? You would never think the brain, the enteric nervous system, which is your gut, your vagus nerve, right? Your nerves and what they have to do with melatonin and serotonin. Anyways, off on a tangent. Just everything is connected. And how amazing it is when we get down to the cause, right? That's my theme today. Getting down to the cause of your problem as opposed to masking those symptoms, people are successful. But you have to be patient with the process. So many times people come into the office and they say, this is what I think you need to be looking at. And I say, no, this is, as a doctor, I'm going to do what I know best, right? I have a lot of education under my belt. Pre-medicine and biology, double major, my doctoral degree in terms of chiropractic. I'm a doctor of chiropractic, right? So, and then as well, now back to school for more education in terms of like functional medicine. So I have a lot of education. I feel like I'm pretty intelligent. Now, when you talk about hips and knees, this is kind of the same as shoulders and elbows and hands. So many times people come in here with knee problems. One of the first things that we look at is a weight differential in the office. So we have you step on basically two scales, and we one look at posture, but then we look at the weight difference. And there are some times that people are carrying, you know, 3 to 5 pounds more on one side than the other. Oh my goodness. I had someone the other day who had 20 pounds more on one side than the other. So you think about, if you're walking around with 20 pounds more on one side than the other, do you think you're going to have hip and knee pain? Absolutely. Now, most people say, well, what do the 20 pounds come from? Okay, well, if that structure is changed, then guess what has to happen? Your body acclimates. So you'll see that shift of more on one side than the other. Now, on the flip side of things, this is where I see a lot where people start to talk about, I have a short leg, which is so interesting because the average person isn't actually, there's actually an orthopedic test that you can do that measures basically from your belly button to your knees down to your ankles to look anatomically at the length of your legs. The average person, when they come into the office and says, hey, I have a short leg, I say, was it measured? And probably 99% of people, 1 out of 100 will say yes. 99 out of 100 say no. because they haven't, they just look and say, hey, my pants wear, you know, they lay on the adjusting table and one leg is up. So one of the things that we do, if we find that there is any pelvic unleveling or rotation, you can have the same exact length of your thighs, the same exact length of your lower legs. But if you take the pelvis and you rotate it and make it unlevel, you're going to find that one leg looks longer, one leg looks shorter. It appears to be structurally, anatomically, it's not shorter. It appears to be that. And so I think that's the problem, is they say, well, let's put in a heel lift, right? Or when you take x-rays, they take them standing. So when they say, oh, your leg is shorter. One of the things that we do is we actually take, if we have to take x-rays, we do them non-weight bearing. So we have you seated. So what it does is it takes out any leg length discrepancy. It lets me see, again, as a doctor, is this a hip problem or is this a leg length problem? Because think about this. If your hip is rotated and one is higher and one is lower, do you think that you are going to have more wear and tear on one hip and one knee? So many times people come in and they say, man, my knee hurts. Well, do you think if your hip, it's just like this. Imagine you have a car, right? Most of us have cars. And you're driving and the tires or your wheels are not aligned. And you start putting more miles on it over time. It's not just going to damage the wheels. It damaged the structure that's on it. Same thing, if you get into a car accident and it damages the structure, it's going to change the balance of the wheels. Same thing happens. If you rotate the hips, right, because your femur head, your thigh bone is your femur, it attaches onto the pelvis. So if you rotate that pelvis, every step that you take, so when people have like aches and pains inside of the hips, or sometimes they feel like a clicking or a popping, right? Because that joint doesn't set right. It could be rotation in your pelvis. But that is something that we can ultimately look at to see, okay, is this knee problem, is this hip problem, a hip problem and a knee problem? Or is it a pelvis problem? Is it a structure problem, right? Because it's getting down to the root cause. Now, especially with knees, it is pretty common when you look at there's more advancement of degenerative change. Because it's wear and tear. The degeneration in your knee is a wear and tear. So if you have a hip that's higher and a hip that's lower, you're carrying 20 more pounds on one side than the other, that joint is going to wear faster. Right? That's what degenerative joint disease is. DJD, degenerative joint disease. It's a mouthful. It's hard to say. Right? But so you're looking. So, but again, you look at the longer that you leave that there, you get a knee replacement, right? You replace the hips. But if you still have pelvic unleveling, if you still have that rotation, then guess what? That joint's just, it's going to be a different joint. Your body's going to shift and acclimate, but it's never really the root cause, right? And again, that's always what our goal is at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We want to be able to get down to the root cause, whether that be through spine and nervous system, you know, nutrition. Our goal is not to mask symptoms. And I think that's one where people get so skewed about what we do in the office, is that they want the standard of care. But unfortunately, from what I've seen, that the standard of care for medicine is ineffective. That's why we have such a high failure rate in terms of these different surgeries or healthcare as a whole, right? We're literally dying faster every single year. Our life expectancy is decreasing. So if that's what everyone's doing, then why are you doing the same thing? When are you going to change your mindset to do something different? And again, that's Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can schedule your appointment online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations $25 if you let us know you came from the radio. So thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully that gives you more insight about how your extremities, your limbs are actually affected and connected to the structure of your spine. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.